Okay. Yesterday we were learning about Shabbos Mincha. We didn't mention one thing yet, a lot of things, but the Gemara says that the Torah reading, Torah reading on Shabbos, Monday and Thursday morning, that was instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu. After the sea split, Kriyas Yamsuf, it says the Jews went in the desert 3 days. It says the Jews went 3 days in the Midbar and they didn't have water. So they complained, and then Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock the first time when he was supposed to hit it. So Moshe Rabbeinu realized you go 3 days without Mayim Torah, so the Jews will complain. So Moshe Rabbeinu instituted Shabbos morning, Monday morning, Thursday morning, Torah reading. So you don't have 3 days without Torah reading. Shabbos afternoon at Mincha, that was instituted by Ezra. Ezra Sefer, at the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. Ezra said there are people that are not able to come to Shul a whole week. And Shabbos people come to Shul because they weren't working. So then he instituted another Torah reading Shabbos afternoon, which we have, was called Shabbos Mincha. So therefore, okay, that's it with that. So we say Anis Filasi, and that's it. Okay.
Who instituted half Torah?
Huh?
To read half Torah.
When did that start?
Yeah. When did it start? Who instituted it?
In Jewish history, I mean, we can get to Torah, but briefly, initially, they only read the Torah. There was no half Torah, mafta, it didn't exist. In the days of the Romans, they made a decree, or the Greeks, whatever, they made a decree that the Jews were not allowed to read the Torah, were punishable by death. So the Chachamim instituted that instead of having Torah reading, we're going to read a half Torah from the prophets, similar to the Parsha.
So it's Chachamim,
no specific Parsha. No, one second. So it's Takonas Chachamim. It doesn't say, to my knowledge, it doesn't say who. It said the Chachamim instituted. There was a time there was a decree against Torah reading, so they instituted half Torah reading. Then the Chachamim, when the decree became abolished, so they dropped half Torah, they went back to the Parsha again, the Chumash only. Then the decree happened the second time, so again the Chachamim instituted the concept of Haftarah. And then, even after the second time, when the decree became abolished, the Chum said, you know what, this is going on already a long time, we're going to keep Haftarah. Now, so basically, the way initially it was, you read the Parsha, with seven aliyahs, and then you read the Haftarah. But then, people were putting the Haftarah on the same level, on the same par as the Chumash. You know, they read the Chumash, and now we read Haftarah, so it's like equal. Which is not true. Chumash is holier than the Vim. So the Chum instituted that before Maftir, the person that gets Maftir gets an Aliyah L'Teira. You read the last few Psukim, or if it's a holiday, or when it's Chaydish, whatever, you read the last few Psukim. And then people realize that it's not, in Torah is holier, and then you have the Nevi'im. So that's the where the Haftarah came from. But then initially, no, how long? Let's say in the first Beis HaMikdash, they only read Torah reading. They didn't have Haftarah. Haftarah began much later. And therefore, there were different customs in the Haftarah. Like we know, today in the Haftarah, there's Sephardic customs, Ashkenazi customs, different customs that. So it wasn't a halacha because you don't have different customs. What it says in the Parsha. Even though the Rambam brings down in the laws of Sefer Torah, that there were two customs that Jews had years ago of reading the Sefer Torah. One custom was they read, they finished the Torah every 3 years. Not today we read it every year, finish the Torah, Bereishis, Simchas Torah, Bereishis, finish beginning and end. The Rambam brings down there are customs that finish the Torah every 3 years. So every Shabbos they would read a third of the Parsha. And the next week a third, and the third week a third. And therefore they finish the Sefer Torah every 3 years rather than every year. The Rebbe writes that minig haposhut, the simple custom is now, like we know, everybody, nobody does a third, everybody does the whole parsha. It's interesting, when the Rebbe instituted the Rambam, learning Rambam every day, and the Rebbe gave two options, 3 chapters a day or 1 chapter a day. So the Rebbe said, then by the Farbrengen, the Rebbe said, we find the same thing in Torah reading. One, you know, a third of the time. In other words, there were people that read it once, one parak, so it would take you 3 years to finish. And if you do 3 chapters, then you finish in 1 year or a little less. But that's the whole thing where it started with Haftedus and everything else. Okay.
At the time that the Greeks or the Romans stopped the Jews from reading the Torah, it was only the Gezerah on the Torah, not on the
only on reading the Torah in public.
The Naf was okay.
Yeah.
What was their...
Why? Because they hated Jews. I mean, you need a reason why.
They allowed us to read Naf.
Yeah, but that was losing the tradition of from Moshe Rabbeinu to read Torah. Yeah. Oh, that was also instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, there's Chodesh, Yom Tif, that was also Moshe Rabbeinu. But I'm saying, the only Shabbos afternoon, that Torah reading was additional, that started from Ezra. Now, after Mincha, the Amida, the Shmon Esri, we have what's called Tzikoscha, the 3 psukim of Tzikoscha. Why do we say 3 psukim of Tzikoscha? It's basically, if you know, it was called Tzadik Adin, justifying, God forbid, at a funeral, one of the things today is that Tzur Tom and Paul is called Tzadik Adin, that we're saying what God does is right, he knows what he's doing, even though it's sad for us. So there are 3 tzaddikim that passed away Shabbos afternoon. Yosef HaTzadik, Moshe Rabbeinu, and David HaMelech. These 3 tzaddikim passed away Shabbos afternoon. So therefore, in memorial to these 3 holy tzaddikim, Yosef, David, and Moshe, Moshe and David, so we say the 3 psukim of Tzidkoscha. Therefore, when you don't say Tachnun, a day, let's say, if it would be during the week, you wouldn't say Tachnun, so then you don't say Tzidkoscha. So like if Rosh Chodesh is Sunday, then on Shabbos, you don't say Tzidkoscha. Or if it be in the month of Nisan, when the whole month you don't say Tachnun, then you don't say Tzidkoscha. Any time if that mincha would be during the week, you don't say Tachnun, you don't say Tzikoscha. Otherwise, you would.
Why would you even mention anything about mourning on Shabbos?
Well, that's why it's basically the 3 tzaddikim, because when they pass away, it's a big schus, you know, they're in the Shabbos.
And why do these 3 psukim of Tzikoscha? What's the connection to these?
Well, these are 3 psukim, because 3 tzaddikim, so it's 3 psukim. Tzikoscha is a tzadik adin, justifying.
Yeah.
Why do we say Aver Achmim Shabbos morning? It's also a form of a yisker for people that passed away, for Kadeshim, or what we say in Aver Achmim. So we, you know, there's a tefillah that we say in memorial of people.
It's not mourning.
No, it's not mourning. A memorial is not mourning. Okay, that we learned if somebody made a mistake. Now, what happens if somebody, by mistake, yesterday we learned what happens if you make a mistake, Shachas, Mincha, you know, the various things. What happens if by mistake somebody on Shabbos started davening a weekday davening, and Shulchan Aruch it says, Simen Yof, it's not a good sign for you. And you should do tshuva a whole week. Because if you somebody by mistake started davening the weekday davening on Shabbos, so yesterday we learned what the halach is, you finish the bracha, whatever. I know people that happens to even in shul.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They start
the full
weekday.
No. It says, it's kitzur. No, big shulchanor. If you began tefillah of chol, it's not a good sign. What? We're talking about Tefillah Shochel on Shabbat. It's Shmoneh Esrei, of course. We're not talking about somebody came very late to shul and woke up and they don't know if they're still asleep yet and they don't know what they're saying.
Well, how do you make Shuba? You get tzedakah or?
I'll tell you, come to me, I'll tell you a good organization that you write the big check. $100,000 does it.
$100,000.
Okay.
How about a honeydew day instead?
No, that doesn't work. Okay. Okay. Next. So after we learned about Ma'ariv, now is the din of Kiddush. Now we know that on Shabbos you have to make Kiddush. But there's two concepts of Kiddush and Shabbos. There's biblical Kiddush and rabbinic Kiddush. In the Aseret Sedivros and Ten Commandments, when Hashem says, Zochar Siyam HaShabbos L'Kachoy, you have to remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. Which means as follows. The biblical mitzvah to make Shabbos holy. The 24 hours of Shabbos holy. So how do you do it? So Chazal explained it when Shabbos begins and when Shabbos ends. In other words, how do you make Shabbos separate from the rest of the week? When Shabbos begins, you sanctify it, which is called Kiddush. And the Kiddush at the end of Shabbos is really Havdalah. Because you say Baruch HaMavdol Ben Kodesh L'Chol. So you're saying Shabbos is Kodesh, and the weekday is weekday, Chol. So there's a biblical mitzvah to sanctify Shabbos when it starts and when it ends. The Chachamim came along, and they said, you also have to do it over a cup of wine. Now, if somebody only does it over a cup of wine and says the Kiddush, so then they did both things at the same time. They sanctified Shabbos verbally, and they did it over a cup of wine. But just to verbally sanctify Shabbos is not biblically. You biblically fulfill your obligation, but rabbinically, it's not good enough. You have to do it over a cup of wine.
Shabbos is okay?
No, it has to be a cup of wine.
If you don't have wine, then
Now, really, based on that, Kiddush should only be when Shabbos begins and Havdalah when Shabbos ends. Why is there a Kiddush in the middle of the day? Shabbos morning, we also make Kiddush. But if you notice, there's a fundamental difference between Kiddush Friday night and Havdalah versus Shabbos morning. Shabbos morning Kiddush is just the Bracha Bari Pri HaGofen. That's it. There's no... Like Friday night, Hashem Kachon Mitzvah, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos, Havdali, you have Baruch Atah Hashem HaMavdol Ben Kodesh L'Chol. There's Bari Pri HaGofen plus. Shabbos morning, we just say Bari Pri HaGofen. So the answer is, it's again what it says in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, that really Kiddush should only be at the beginning and end. But there's a meal Friday night and there's a meal Shabbos day. According to Halacha, the Shabbos day meal is more important than the Friday night meal. In other words, Shulchan Aruch says, we'll learn that later, that if you have a better food, you should save it for Shabbos morning meal, lunch, the Shabbos afternoon meal. Why? Because the meal of the day is more important than the Friday night meal. Therefore, Chazal say, it doesn't look right for the lesser meal Friday night, you make Kiddush. For the more important meal Shabbos day, you're eating without Kiddush. So therefore, the Chachamim said, we're not going to institute a bracha, because that really doesn't belong. Kiddush is beginning and end. But we're going to make you make Kiddush over a cup of wine. By the way, or challah, or whatever, we'll get there later. But the bottom line is, it has the same din of Kiddush. You can't eat before it. You have to have Kiddush Mokum Suda. All the din that we're going to learn, it's equal Kiddush. The only thing is, it doesn't have a separate bracha. It just has the bracha Bei Pri HaGofen.
Why is this meal more important than the Friday night?
Because Kavod Shabbos of day is more important. That's what Halacha says. What? Okay.
There's no reason for it.
Because the Shabbos day meal is more important. That's because Shabbos day is... Kavod Hayom is more, the Gemara says.
Why did they make that? According to the Rambam, he says that Kiddush on wine shouldn't be mevushel, shouldn't be boiled. But today, a lot of people don't have that custom.
We're not there yet about what wine to use. Right now, we're learning about making Kiddush.
Yeah, okay, so we're using Kiddush.
The Rambam doesn't write, you can't do it, cannot do it on Mevusha wine. The Rambam says, it's better to do it on non-Mevusha wine. But Alter Rebbe writes in Shulchan Aruch, there's no difference. You can use non-Mevusha wine also. And to be explained, maybe tomorrow night. No, not tomorrow. Tomorrow is Friday.